right? If you're an analyst, you want data. But if you're looking for specific targets, if you're looking for good information, if you're looking for insights in how you can act and prevent something, you need information. And you derive information from data. But what we try to do is we help, whether it's a company, whether it's a government, whoever it may be, very quickly filter the information to allow your analysts, your officers, or your employees to very much focus on who they think is relevant, and to initiate responses much earlier in the process. So, and you can do this through technology, and you do this through a targeted approach as well. So you need the data, but you also need the methodology and the technology to enable you to very quickly distill the information, find what's relevant, and focus on that. So if you're trying to deliver to your employees in a company or an intelligence or a policing service, you want them to be focused only on the information that's most relevant to them. And we're doing a little part to try to help that out. Well, there's lots of different methods for filtering or deriving indicators in the data. One of the methods that we use that we find very effective, especially when you're dealing with very large sets of connected information, such as social media, is we use a seeding approach. And this approach is, what is your name, sir?
Pierre.
So Pierre is a bad guy. And Pierre's already told me he's a bad guy. And I'm an analyst, so I can say, he's a bad guy, let me see who his connections are. So you are a connection to Pierre, you're a connection to Pierre, you're a connection to Pierre as well. What happens if you're also a known bad guy? You're also a known bad guy. You're also a known bad guy. Very soon, we can develop connections between Pierre and yourself very quickly through this process. And we don't have to look to the president of this country or the prime minister of this country. We don't have to look at celebrities. We can very quickly grow the network of individuals that we want to focus on. And this is a very different approach than sort of the other way around. The other way around is we take everyone in this room as a potential bad guy, and we try to individually search for who's relevant in this room. That's a very difficult concept. So we use this process of seeding a network, and then we grow it. We look at who's connected around you, and then, but that can grow forever, can it? We can grow, and sooner or later, we're reaching Merkel. So that's not relevant to us. So we grow, we seed, we grow, and then we prune. We cut back all the irrelevant information within that network, and all of a sudden, your analysts are only presented with the most relevant information, individuals within a network that are actually pertinent to their work. All of our analysts, whether it's in Germany or Austria, especially in Austria and other countries, they're overworked. They're under-resourced, they're overworked, and they spend their nights awake thinking about this threat. So what do you want to do? Do you want to empower your analysts? You want to empower these people who are charged with protecting your lives? Or do you want to take away their ability to do that? So what we do is we can say we can have both. You can provide them with the information they need very quickly, very efficiently, and allow them to actually make progress. The concept that you saw in the film is a concept itself. This is a concept that we worked out because we were dealing with this issue. The issue is that some agencies were interested in understanding how they can protect data, how they can provide transparency for the access of information, and how they can do so in a way that's actually efficient to them. What you don't want to do with an agency is you don't want to handicap them. You don't want their arms to be tied behind their back because they have to follow this policy, they have to go through this process, and it takes too much time, and then we see the attacks that happened in the movie. So what we try to do, and it's a concept that we're working on, is trying to provide them ability so that the individual that's charged with protecting us can very quickly access the information they want to, and has the ability, if the agency so chooses, to be able to monitor that process, to be able to audit that process, and to have oversight to that process. So that's what we're trying to do. It's something that is not perfect at this point, is not a perfect system, and what it requires is it requires high-level buy-in from stakeholders within the agency, within government, that says, this is what we want, And then a company such as Kivu Technologies, the company that I work for, we can come in and say, okay, you want this as a society, you want this as a government, you want this as an agency, well, we can help you do that efficiently and effectively so it doesn't slow you down and it actually makes you faster. There are different states, different countries in Europe are in different positions regarding this. There are some that are taking the lead and some that are sort of waiting to see how others sort of work out the system, because it's hard, it's a very hard problem. There's no easy solution to this. And the concept that Fritz illustrated in the film, that is a takeoff from kind of our concept of what we're doing, there is in itself a concept. What it needs for, if you're talking about a company like ours, we're a private sector company. So we have to see the benefit for us in taking the risk to implement these types of privacy and transparency controls. And where does that come from? That comes from the top. And we, in the United States, we have this mantra that if there's a will, there's a way. Meaning if someone comes to me and says, Robert, can Kivu Technologies enable us to have transparency within the government in terms of access, control, efficiency, very important for the agencies that are actually protecting us, efficiency and effectiveness, then we'll say, sure, we can build that. But if it's not coming from the top, if it's not coming as a pressure from that country or from that organization, then the private sector, what are we doing? We're not going to speculate on that too much. We can do work on it like we have, foundational, fundamental work that our company has done, but then we have to seek out the will. Well, Thin Thread was an NSA program, and pure and simple, it doesn't reside outside of the NSA. So we don't actually cooperate with Thin Thread because this is a program that was within the NSA. So what I think the story shows is when we were first introduced to Thin Thread by Fritz Moser here, we were pretty shocked. We said, oh my God, the NSA did this? Well, that's pretty cool. This is what we're doing, and the NSA is really sophisticated, and so if we're on that right direction, then maybe we're doing something really interesting. And so, as the film illustrates, we met some individuals that were involved with that. They explained in few details what was happening there, and we got the impression that we were on the right track. So in terms of our relationship with that, we don't have a relationship with Thin Thread, but through the documentary and through some other interactions, we understood we were on the right track.